Wind, high temperatures, and dry conditions are the perfect recipe for a tinderbox. And State Fire Marshal Brent Halliday says that's exactly what's cooking everywhere in the state.
I've been in this business 41 years.
And have you ever seen...
No. I have never seen a year like this.
With the state already battling several wildfires, Governor Gary Herbert met with fire officials and city leaders at the state capitol Thursday to discuss the issue of fireworks.
The state has done everything that it can do to ban fireworks. Fireworks are banned throughout this state today as of June 23rd. That ban has been in place for every place except for the incorporated areas of our state, so the cities.
The governor stopped short of saying he would like a complete ban on fireworks everywhere this year. However, he urged residents to use extra caution and be aware of what restrictions are in place in their cities. Halliday says many cities have already started evaluating the situation and have adjusted their firework policies accordingly.
The little town of Cedar Fort, there's weeds everywhere, and they've basically banned fireworks in that little tiny community because they're afraid of where they sit. Park City's done the same thing because they sit right in the interface.
There are 6 active wildfires burning in the state. The governor has expressed interest in holding a special session in the coming weeks to address more fire restrictions, but speaking at his monthly news conference on KUED, said nothing has been decided.
There may be a loophole issue with firearms that need to be addressed. But we'll take a look at that and analyze it and then make a decision. But it's certainly something on the table to consider, and it's something we need to decide in a hurry because we're getting into the beginning now in the throes of the fire season.
The state has a no-tolerance policy for anyone who starts a wildfire, and the governor says those who do will have to pay for it. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.